turning our responsive reading to 634. In the back of your hymn book, you will find this scripture we will be reading. How shall a young man cleanse his way? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, shall we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this hour of worship, for this day, for every Lord's day, when we can come to thy house to honor thee. And Lord, we have not come to honor ourselves, but to come in humility before our God and worship him. And thus we would honor thee tonight with our lives, with the confession of our souls, with the dedication of our best. We pray that thou shalt speak to us and through us, and give us something of the richness of the glory of God in these moments, because we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. We would like to welcome our friends, and especially if there are those who are visiting with us, to say that we're happy to see you and have you in this service. If you would mind, just lift your hand if you're visiting, so we might see you. And let me call your attention now to the opportunities that we have in the bulletin for this week. The hour of prayer on Wednesday, 7:30, and our adult choir, and the other special meetings that have been scheduled in your class or department. We have the loss of one case for eyeglasses. And the specs, along with it, are missing. Margaret Laster. All right, anybody know of the whereabouts? And if you are wearing them, please go and exchange them with the right person. I was somewhere the other night. Bunch of people were sitting around, and all of a sudden, a lady began to search and hunt for her glasses. And we talked a little while, and it was a long, long time before she discovered that some man over here, seating about six or seven people from her, were wearing her glasses. She had the glasses had been lifted, and he had them on. So I hope that Margaret finds the glasses, because they're very important to some people. They're vital. Especially being a lady like that, they might come in cooking, I don't know. All right? Let's say everybody's having a good Memorial Day, right? I think they are. They've all gone. They're all traveling around. So let's give us a hymn book, and let's turn in this hymn book to 428, and sing together this wonderful old hymn. 428 is the number.